Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. About now. About now. About now. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out.
Welcome. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen Robinette.
And I'm Jake Garber. And this is Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Yeah. So, hope you enjoyed our first song, Toodat.
Toodat.
Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim off of You've Come a Long Way, Baby. Surprisingly, one of the first albums I owned as a child.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So you can see kind of where my musical influences come from. This.
Yeah, that's a nice.
For about 7 minutes. So I hope.
Oh yeah,
We lost probably about half our listeners about 3 minutes in. So
yeah, probably.
If you stuck with us.
If you stuck with us, send us a middle finger Snapchat.
That's right, everyone.
That's our signature.
That is our thing. Everyone who's listening, please send either Jake or I. Give us the finger on Snapchat.
Should I give out our Snapchats?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure, awesome. I'm the one true Jake, all spelled out.
And I'm just Owen Robinette, no punctuation. So OWENROBINETTE.
Yeah, so add us and send us middle fingers.
Send us those middle fingers. Let us know that. Show us the love.
Yeah. I would use the Harambe line, but I can't say that on air.
No.
So we'll go with fingers out.
Fingers out.
Fingers out.
Hashtag fingers out.
Fingers out for Toodat.
So,
speaking of which, you can, once this is over, and really just whenever, you can listen to the first episode online, but once this is over, you can listen to this one too at wjrh.org/ripharambe.
Yep.
So go there and check it out.
Yeah.
And rest in peace.
Praise be to him.
Yeah. Owen just kissed his fingers and pointed them in the air.
Oh, that's right. Radio, you can't see us.
Yeah.
Well, follow my Snapchat story and you get all the fun. But anyway, you can definitely feel my influence on the start of this playlist because one of my favorite childhood bands, in addition, you can't really call him a band. It's a one-man name. But in addition to Fatboy Slim, you've got Blur coming up next. So off of their self-titled album, Blur.
Blur.
You'll have a M.O.R. So let's kick it into high gear and get the show going.
See what I did? Whoosh. I'm going by so fast, I'm a blur.
So yeah, let's get it.
I need to unload under the pressure. Got me love the road. Fall into fashion.
Everything. You and me, the world.
Turn the mics on, like, expecting, you know, just silence so that you didn't hear them turn on and, like, the ambient noise come in hard.
Nope.
But Owen coughed, and you could hear it over the end of the song.
Well, you know, they might have not known.
Well,
if you didn't bring it up, maybe no one heard.
We're all about transparency here.
That's
true. The presidential debates are on right now.
And I am not watching.
I know, but we got to make sure that all the candidates and ourselves included for some reason are transparent.
Vote us for president. We'll probably do a better job.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm actually serious. If you want to write our names in, I will gladly accept the job.
Owen Robinette and Jake Garber. Who'd be VP?
I mean, like,
it was your idea. I guess I can give you the presidency.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Robinette Garber, 2016. Yeah. I'm okay with being the new Joe Biden. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no.
I could be the next Joe Biden.
All you gotta do is eat ice cream and look cool.
Yeah, so, and I already have the sunglasses.
You've got all the shades.
Yeah, man.
So.
Anyway, what was that? We heard M.O.R. there.
M.O.R. by Blur. We got a little bit more of Damon Albarn coming up later in the show, so stay tuned, stay excited.
I wonder what that could mean.
We'll see.
Rip-a-rambe.
But in the meantime, throwing it back just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, got some fellow Jews coming up, so that's nice, right?
Yeah.
Representation's always good.
Another few more members of the chosen people.
There you go. So.
So you know what that means? It's the Beastie Boys. What song are we hearing?
Body Movin'.
Body moving, we be body moving, we be body moving, we be body moving, body moving,
gonna start to rap. We need body rocking,
not perfection.
Let me get some action from the back section.
Body moving, body moving. Hey, one sound and the sound so soothing. Body moving, body moving. We be getting down and hearing what we're doing. Body moving, body moving. Hey, one sound and the sound so soothing. Body moving, body moving. We be getting down and hearing what we're doing.
That was Body Moving. I think that was the Fatboy Slim one.
That was 100% the Fatboy Slim
Hey,
remix.
We got two Fatboy Slims in one roll.
Two Fatboy Slim, two yeah, Damon Albarn. We're
in one go.
Well,
we haven't gotten another Damon Albarn yet.
But, you know.
But we will.
We're letting you in behind the scenes. We are 100% prepared for this show.
You can see into the future.
That's right. Full transparency. We know exactly what we're going to play and when we're going
to
play it.
That should go into our description. Today the boys travel through time.
Yeah. That would be nice.
You could say that we're jumping around between, from year to year, you know? We're just jumping around.
Jump around.
Yeah, right? Did we come to get down?
Of course.
We came down, right? We came and then we came down the stairs. Right?
Yeah, no.
I got out of my seat a few times.
Oh my gosh. Just play the song.
No, but what song are you talking about?
You know what song.
What's going on here?
Better.
Yeah, guys. This is a wonderful picture of a, it's a dog, like a bloodhound, I think, or a dachshund hound or something like that in a sweater. And the caption is, "I came to get down, I came to get down, so get out your seat and jumper hound." Get it? Jumper hound?
Where are the crickets when you need them?
No, they're right here. Listen.
Well, that's dead air. We don't want that.
No, shush. You can kind of hear him.
This is sad. This is sad radio. I'm so sorry.
We're all sad. Don't make everybody cry.
So.
Don't cry. Instead, here's advertising.
That's right. So, in compliance with the FCC, we are going to do some PSAs. Today's theme is food.
Food. I like food.
So I'm 80% sure we did this one last week, but that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yo, can I have one of those, actually?
Yeah, of course.
I'd like a serving, please. Thank you.
Yes. All right, so this one is called Separate. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices don't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov.
Cook!
A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HSS, and of course, the Ad Council.
Oh, I thought you were done.
Nope.
Cook! There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you...
I feel like we heard that somewhere before.
I don't know. Did we?
I think so.
See, there's definitely crickets.
Okay, continue.
But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time.
Hey.
Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and the Ag Council.
All right. So this one's actually pretty important. Summer Food Service Program. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger. And without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer.
And free school beverages.
There you go.
You need to have a drink with every meal. It's important to stay hydrated.
But even though the school year might end in approximately 7 months or so.
Yeah, like a while from now.
Free meals for your kids
don't
have to.
This is out of date.
A little bit, but it's okay. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and, of course,
the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
So that is your hourly schedule block of PSAs.
Public service announcements, but without guitars. No guitars.
No guitars this week.
I'm working on that, actually. I'm going to get us some guitars for our public service announcement, but that'll happen next week.
We're going to get them amped up. We're going to get them exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Really get you jazzed.
Good stuff.
Learn about what's going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Public service. Speaking of public, I guess. I don't know.
So good transition.
Vaguely.
Nailed it. 10 out of 10.
You know what, Owen? I'm not interested in your criticism.
I understand.
I'm a confident... I'm a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
This is true. I have seen this firsthand.
Ew.
Ay.
Anyway, here's the monkeys.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. Creature comfort goes, they only know my soul, and make it hard for me to see. Thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
So that was the Monkees.
Here's Gorillaz.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. Will future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Noise when winter comes, it reverberates in my lungs. Nature
is corrupted and fudge is far away.
And there's the other Damon Albarn.
Your double dosage for the night.
Oh, hey.
Beautiful.
Oh, thanks. I don't think we recorded that.
I'm pretty sure I heard that directly through the headphones.
Well, you know what?
But it was a good try.
You know what?
I appreciate the effort.
We're not going to discuss that any further. It's all as
what
well.
What happened to transparency? See, when it's my mistake, all of a sudden it's transparency. When it's your mistake, oh, no, let's just
we're
push
not
that
allowed
to
discuss bodily functions on air.
Oh, sorry, FCC. Please forgive me.
Ha, I gotcha.
But what if it's for an artistic purpose? Like making you look dumb?
But was it, though?
I think it was.
All right, fine.
It's very subjective, fine. And I subjectively say I'm in the right here.
All right, fine. Go for it, then. What happened to Owen?
You know, that's just my burden to bear.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
Do you need assistance with that? I happen to know a few beasts of burden that I think might be able to help.
Yeah? Bring them my way.
Okay.
Oh,
That's Mick Jagger talking about pretty, 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 pretty girls. Beast of Burden. I like pretty, 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 pretty girls.
I like pretty, 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 pretty girls, too.
It's a lot of pretties.
Yep.
You know what? Thank God for girls, right? Thank Am I
God
right?
Thank God for girls.
Thank, you know, holy crap. Dude, Weezer has a song.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, called Thank God for Girls.
Well, I mean, I guess we kind of have to play that now.
Yeah. Hold up, hold up.
All right, pull it up. Pull it up, pull it up, pull it up, pull it up.
Here it is, man.
Let's hit it.
All right.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons are ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab wounds. And when you come home, she will be there waiting for you with a fire in her eyes and a big fat cannoli to shove in your mouth. And that's why I thank God for girls. Holla Jesu Christi, from Tennessee to LA. Thank God for girls. On your reckoning day, she isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm, she almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared, I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion in the shadow. I call the name into all the trees, sing a song down on one knee, looking at the underwear page of this here's catalog like when I was 14. Centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves, microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God, and he started lighting money for his fire, stealing us three eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea, until God said, I'ma smite you with loneliness and break your heart in two. And Adam wept and wailed, tearing out his hair, falling on his knees, looked to the sky and said, thank God.
And thank God that Weezer is finally back to form.
Thank God for Weezer. Am I right? Yo, so you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
This is Two Dat.
Two dudes, assorted tunes.
This is number two. This is Two Dat Two.
Two Dat Two. We play a little bit of everything, as you've seen tonight.
Well, we got not quite everything.
Not quite everything.
But we play a lot of different things.
We play a
and there's no rhyme or reason to it at all.
We got some Fatboy Slim. We got some House of Pain. We got some Gorillaz.
Well, that's all kind of hip-hop based.
Okay.
We have to also point out that we played Weezer.
We also got some Stones.
We had Stones. There was the Monkees in there, and that's about everything, actually. And Blur.
And Blur.
And Blur.
But, you know, to round out the show, Saturday night. Well, yeah, Saturday the whole day.
Sunday night.
No, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday was the 25th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind.
Oh, by the way, hold on. Before you go any further, Sam, excuse me.
An objectively classic album. Great all around. So last night I was on Jake's show, What Radio,
it's
from
really
10
good.
To 12 Sunday
I've been,
nights.
I've been told.
It's,
I've
you
been,
know
I've been told it's really good. I've also been told it's weird and, like, very
surreal.
Strange and not really, not the right place to be on Sunday night. But, like, I have a good time, and I've heard also that it's good, so who knows.
I've listened a good number of times. I've been on a few times. I can tell you I've never had a bad time. So, but last night we played In Bloom to celebrate.
To celebrate.
You know.
All right.
We're gonna ignore
Celebloom.
That. Celebloom. Transparency, y'all.
Celebloom.
But here on Toudat, we're not that classy.
Nope.
So we're gonna play exactly what you would expect us to play, and hit you with a little bit of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Ew, stinky.
Beautiful, beautiful song.
And but, and now here's what Kurt Cobain thinks of that song. It's live at Reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Kurt thinks of that.
There you go.
Wait, hard ending.
Rift.
There it is.
Hard ending.
Hard ending.
That guitar gets me every time.
So yeah, Kurt just kind of took the song and
took it apart.
Yeah, no, that was fun though.
You can only play it so many times, I think, before you got to mix it up.
Yeah. So anyways, that was about 10 solid minutes of Smells Like Teen Spirit to end our show.
So the booth absolutely reeks. I feel bad for the guys who have to come in after us.
Of Teen Spirit. There's a lot of Teen Spirit. That's probably a euphemism. I don't know if we should say that.
I think it's artistic. The FCC allows it.
All right, Well, anyway. It was by accident anyway, so it's okay.
Anyway, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Two Dat, Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Yeah.
Make sure to tune in next week for...
the best tunes.
The best dudes, the best tunes... And the best words is gonna be huge.